10:05. The dog, which looks to be a Scotch collie. And I suppose those are black-faced sheep in the background, which it has been herding. 1808. Here we have two calves and two kittens. Calves drinking from a pan, or attempting to, and one kitten drinking from the pan, another scouting about. 11:45, three rabbits, one of which is munching a leaf. I don't know where it got it, because there are carrots lying about on the ground, but that's not a carrot leaf. At 15:06, a rooster, hens, and chicks. 1903, a bear and a cub. The bear itself reaching for what appears to be a wasp's nest, which is very foolish, with wasps flying out. A sheep and a lamb in 1918. Now I'm to tell the story. Well, one always associates what may be a turkey with Thanksgiving, and the youngsters are owing and awing over it, the boy and the girl. In front of the boy is a napkin, a plate, not a very large one to serve turkey on, a cup and saucer, a spoon, fork, and a knife. The salt and pepper shaker are below, or salt pepper cellar, we might say, and a carving knife and fork, and some fowl, I suppose it's a turkey, on a platter. The woman seems to be greatly vexed with the boy whom she is lecturing. He is no doubt misbehaved himself in some way. Whether or not he is repentant or not, it's difficult to say, but he is getting some very stuff ragging from, we may suppose it is the mother. 54:11, seems to be a mother lying in bed alongside her child. Child's expression indicates well, you can't tell whether he's crying or not, but he apparently must be laughing good-humoredly with his eyes partly closed because the mother is smiling at him and taking delight in the child. And here we have a very bad boy, apparently comes from a poor economic background, is not somewhat well-kempt, and it looked as if he's a vicious customer and might be a juvenile and a delinquent who is in some way tripped or pushed or knocked down the nice little girl who has gone roller skates and has bruised her knee, spilled her ice cream cone, and he's yah-yahing her, and I suppose she is crying or greatly disturbed. Next, we have an old-time saloon with a bar and a bar rail and a cuspidor. And here, two men are taking out a drunk who is in a very bad way. Overhead is an oil lamp swinging from a chain. This one, it's difficult to interpret. One might guess that the only reason the woman is ill-dressed woman is threatening the well-dressed woman at the door at the same time that she has a child under her arm is that she may have snatched the child herself. Maybe is kidnapping it in some fashion. Why else she would be making such menacing gestures, I'm sure I don't know.